getting him. Maybe I shouldn't say get back. But where have you been? That's what I want to know. Why are you not getting back to us? We are here to inform, to educate, to entertain, to bring you news and information about what's going on in the world, plus meeting interesting people like Cheryl Burke, who is on Dancing with the Stars, going to join us in a few minutes. Later in the hour, Mike O'Malley from Welcome to the Family on NBC will join us, and also Dr. Jay Kumar. So an action-packed hour of information, hopefully fun. You like these Dancing with the Stars folks? Jennifer,
yes,
will be...
Cheryl dances with Jack Osborne.
Okay.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Glad to hear it.
You excited about that?
Listen, ecstatic.
You know who Jack Osborne is?
More excited. One of the Osborne sons.
Very good, yeah.
Uh-huh. What do you think? I just fell off of
a turnip truck. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Thank you. So we're all set now. The feds are back to work. Everybody is happy. Let's see here. The world has come together. Actually, there were 24 million people around the globe signing up to duck under their desks. The earthquake drill. How many people have paid attention to this? Cover your heads, hold on to something sturdy. Did you know that there was a drill?
Yeah, we used to do it in school.
Earthquake? Wow, you in Southern California would do that. This was something done around the world because there are expectations there will be earthquakes everywhere as the earth continues to change. And so as that happens, I remember as a kid we used to go into the basement, into the boiler room to do drills for CONELRAD, the National Earth, Early Warning System. If we were going to get nuclear bombed, we were told to go to the boiler room and we'd be safe there. That's how foolish. All
that
stuff.
Well, that was
really
a big deal. It was like the Red Scare, right? Didn't you have those kind of
things?
Yeah,
sure, absolutely. Yeah. Cory Booker is the man of the day or the week or the hour.
Winner, winner.
It comes to the political world. New Jersey voters. They're going to see the new senator filling Frank Lautenberg's seat. But this is a short, I think this is only a year, isn't it? Doesn't he have to run again next year for the same spot? But he's very popular.
Mayor of Newark.
Do well. Let's see here. Women scientists coming around. There was an event at Brown University this week aimed at adding information to Wikipedia about the scientific and technological achievements of women. How many people have paid attention to that? Technological, scientific achievements of women. All you have to do, I think, is Google Brown University, and you can dig into these scientists who are meeting there. Speaking of digging into things, we'll meet Cheryl Burke in a few moments here on Good Day.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Get it started.
Real estate's booming. With 8 open houses this weekend, I had to get the word out. Luckily, I found the new services center at OfficeMax. They design and printed great 4-color flyers for only 39 cents each. I have a new way to turn open houses into done deals. Let's get it
started. Introducing the new OfficeMax services center. Now through Saturday, all color copies are just 39 cents a side. Valid in-store only. See store for details.
Musicians, what if you could get below-cost pricing on thousands of guitars, amps, and effects now through Tuesday at Guitar Center? Deals like American-made Gibson SGs for just $379, Taylor Acoustics just $719, Schecter Electrics for $79. It's Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Deep markdowns on custom shop models, prototypes, rep samples, and discontinued items from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, PRS, Boss, Digitech, and more. Guitarathon. Guitar Center's biggest guitar amp and effects event of the year ends Tuesday.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Roberta and Jennifer and Kenny and Richie and I are happy to have Cheryl Burke here, who is a competitor on... Well, can we
not a competitor,
that?
Doug. She is the competitor.
Well, but I want to know...
She killed
she's
it.
On Dancing with the Stars as somebody who started at a pretty early age. Cheryl, when did you actually know that you were good at dancing and being, you actually...
Yeah, did you, like, dance out of the womb or...
A lot of...
Basically, I started at the age of 4, so I haven't stopped since then.
You know, I started dancing at the age of 4 as well in Barbara Ray's dance school. I did tap and ballet, and as soon as they made me do gymnastics, I quit.
Yeah, that's what I felt like. I started with ballet, and I was about to quit. And then my parents were like, try ballroom dancing. And I was like, isn't that just for older people? Like, I don't understand why you want me to ballroom dance. And then they took me to a dance competition, and I saw kids do it, and I fell in love with it right away.
Did your parents dance?
Yeah, they did it for fun. We were trying to find, like, a family sport that we all would want to do together. So we did everything from, like, golf, which was boring, to tennis, which was fun, actually. I love tennis. And then dancing. And then that was something that we did as, like, a family sport.
So you consider yourself, Cheryl Burke, to be an athlete?
I do consider dancing athletic, absolutely. I'm waiting for ballroom dancing to actually, you know, make it to the Olympics one day.
So how do you train other than dancing? What is there that keeps you in the shape you need to be in order to be proficient? I mean, when you get to Dancing with the Stars on ABC, you've pretty much made it. That's the pinnacle of competing. And in this circumstance, it is like you're a gymnast or you're like whatever other categories women might find themselves in who have a lot of physical prowess.
I mean, we have 15-hour days of just straight cardio and dancing. But on top of that, you know, during the hiatus, it's important for me to stay in shape. So I'll do lots of, you know, different classes, whether it's, you know, whether it's hiking or taking, like, kickboxing classes. I like to mix it up so I can keep my stamina up. But before, you know, Dancing with the Stars, I was competing in the competition circuit. So my stamina was pretty good from then on. And then going on to Dancing with the Stars was pretty easy in that way.
Were you on The Bachelor?
No, I was not on The Bachelor.
Who is the Bachelor? There's another Cheryl Burke.
That's
on.
Really? That's interesting.
Oh. Yeah. You didn't know that either.
You've
smarter than the rest of it.
I think there were rumors at one point that I was doing it.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Now, would you ever do that? Because people are so interested in your love life, which I think is so funny. That must be one of those elements of fame that you don't realize you're going to get when you get famous. But do you ever have any, I mean, is there any interest on your part to do some kind of reality dating thing?
You know, I literally go back and forth on it. I'm like, okay, well, because I've been single for 4 years, almost going on 5, it's been a lot because for me, my whole focus and priority is work, and our show is 2 seasons a year, so I only get technically around 3 months off throughout the whole year, and it's been hard to find a guy, and when I do have downtime, the last thing I want to do is, like, go
out. Wait a minute. Hold on.
I hear you. I'm still with you, actually.
Hold on.
What are you going to bring up?
I'm looking at pictures of this lady.
Yes, she is.
It's hard for you to find a man. What is you?
It's hard for me to find a decent man.
That's true.
Well, you're in Hollywood.
Exactly.
You got to go to Santa Monica.
Sometimes I think to myself, you know what? Why don't I just have someone else do it for me and try and be matchmaker?
Yeah, there are those around.
Sometimes I'm just like, no, you know what? I want to do it naturally, and I, you know, when it's time for me to settle down, then it'll be time for me to settle down. But I don't know. I go back and forth, honestly.
All right, so let's go through a typical day. You said you work. Let's see, that would be 9 months out of the year because there are 2 seasons for Dancing with the Stars. So what's the typical Monday through Friday like for Cheryl Burke?
Well, Monday is a show day. So Monday, it's a 7 a.m. to like 9 p.m. day. So by the time that happens, maybe if I'm really feeling good, I'll go have dinner. But by the time that happens, I'm exhausted, so I go to bed. Tuesday mornings, we have to get up. We do our pro rehearsal for the opening number, and then we go straight to rehearsal. So that's a 10-hour day from like 9 a.m. through like 7 p.m. And then Wednesday through Saturday, it's like more and more rehearsals. You know, this week we have like 3 different dances to learn, so it's just triple time than we normal.
And how much, I mean, Jack Osborne must have surprised you. He's doing really good, and you probably wouldn't expect him to have such great talent, but, I mean, he's amazing. You've done a great job with him.
Thank you. Yeah, he's definitely, I had no expectations when I found out he was my partner, but he has really improved, and he's embraced this whole competition, and I think he's what the show's all about, someone with really, seriously no dance experience, and embracing the competition and improving every single week.
All right, so
how did they match you guys up? Sorry,
Excuse me,
Dougie.
But excuse me for asking a question.
I know, but I'm curious because, you know, people that get Cheryl are like, yeah, because she's won a lot. She's great. She's like really knows how to work with people. So I'm sure people want to get you. So how do they actually award you to someone?
I don't really understand the whole process because we're not there, but I know that none of us dancers have a choice. So whoever hears that, it's not right. They just match the celebrity to the dancer, and sometimes the celebrity will request somebody, but I'm not sure if they get who they want to dance with. So a lot of it is like for me, especially since I've been on for 16 seasons, it's like who hasn't she had lately?
So you've also started your own dance studio. That would make sense to me and anybody else who's looking. You have all this visibility. You have credibility. So how you were talking about how busy you are in the season. How do you find time to run these dance studios? And you're also doing a little acting here and there as well, yeah?
Not so much the acting, but I have a couple shows that are in development right now that will probably be happening like beginning of next year. So I've been busy with that. But on top of the with the dance studio, I have my amazing mom who's been helping me run the dance studio. There's only one right now, and that one is located in the Bay Area where I'm from.
Ah, so in terms of name recognition and being in Los Angeles, when you go home, if you're from the Bay Area, do people leave you alone? They bug you. Hey, there's Cheryl Burke. I want an autograph. Or is it a little more subtle than that?
It's a little bit more subtle. I think you know, people sometimes don't even recognize me when I come home. So it's all good. I mean, except when I go in the dance studio, obviously people, you know, they want to like talk to me, and it's very intimate though. So it's not.
Do you want to be recognized, or are you happy to be not recognized?
I like kind of not being recognized, but sometimes, you know, it depends on where I am. If I'm at an event or if I'm at my dance studio, it's nice to be able to share my experiences with everybody.
Yeah, you're a teacher. You got to take the information that you have and what the experience you have, and you teach people all kinds of these valuable lessons in what you have learned, not only how to be strong and to be good, but also there have to be things that would connect you in these circumstances. There's emotion tied to being successful. There are all kinds of lessons that I would think young men and women would be happy to learn from you.
100%. And we do lots of that in my dance studio, and we all just get together and just talk, and I'll host some cocktail parties, and it's just a great chance for people just to get to know me and feel more of like a one-on-one time.
All right, well, congratulations, continued success. Cheryl
Thank
Burke
you.
Is one of the ABC stars of Dancing with the Stars. It's on Monday nights at 8, which is 7 Central. It's Dancing with the Stars. Cheryl, it's our hope that you will come back and visit with us sometime. The next time you open a dance studio, let us know. We'll plug wherever it is because we're all over the place, too.
That's amazing. Thank you guys so much.
Welcome.
Have a good morning.
Cheryl Burke here with us on the Good Day program at 20 after the hour.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's Stack the Savings Sale going on now. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
So, you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district, and you're about to get into your truck. Except, there is no truck. Holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing, and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say, that thief's going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with the police until the joyrider is in their sights. When the officer...
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
So there's a story with this, as you might expect.
Oh, good, because I was wondering why we were playing this.
What, don't you remember yesterday?
I do.
So then, you know what the story is.
I do, but you, like, went to go take your dog out or something.
I did do that. Do I have to tell people? Nobody
like,
would have known that. If the song has just been playing, and I was going to open up and talk about it after we established what the song was.
We're jamming.
Dave Edmunds and the Creature from the Black Lagoon. It was a 1950s movie, and it was, at that time, one of the creepiest, scariest things. If you saw it today, you would laugh and laugh and laugh because it's so ridiculous. But when I saw it, I was like 8 years old or something, and it was scared the living you-know-what out of me. This thing looked like the Tin Man crawls, walks out of a lake carrying a dead woman's body.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. And the lagoon, it was the Black Lagoon.
Did he kill her, or was he like a...
I was never clear whether he did...
A sympathetic hero.
Or he didn't. It was not clear. And that was all I needed to see. I was out of there after that, gonzo. Can you imagine at 8 years old knowing how I don't like this stuff as an adult?
Did it prevent you from swimming like Jaws?
Right, if you Google this, Kenny, you must have done this, and Richie, just Google the Creature from the Black Lagoon and look at the pictures that come. I'll bet you that on YouTube there's got to be some video, maybe some audio from the Creature from the Black Lagoon. Maybe if you have some audio, find some audio from it and let's just play a little of it. You'll think that it is, it's just so campy.
Is this the movie that was remade for Adrienne Barbeau as Swamp Thing? Didn't they kind of remake it for her?
Well, Swamp Thing was one. It's different than The Creature in the Black Lagoon. They did remake it for her because she had nice breasts, and they were interested in those being the star of the show, which is what happened a lot of times with those, some of the earlier creepy kind of those Scream-type movies. They were all about sexuality. In fact, weren't they, Kenny? Wouldn't you say that was when you look at that
fish monster wants wife goes and grabs woman?
Yeah, right.
Jack's like, come on, right, Kenny? Right? They were all about right.
Well, I'm just trying to make sure that I'm not on the wrong page here. And Kenny usually is my reference when it comes to movies and music. What?
You got a YouTube to get a clip from Creature of the Black Lagoon, and you have to watch a. An advertisement before it.
Yeah, of course.
An advertisement. Look at the rich, so fam.
Right. All right. So. What is this? It's the music.
It's the music behind the Creature from the Black Lagoon.
It is?
It's a little modern.
No, it's just they're just showing clips from.
Oh, so we don't have any
clips.
Real audio from the Creature from the Black
I'm
Lagoon.
I'm guessing it sounded like this.
Wow.
Is that right?
A little bit like that. Had your ADD head told me a little bit earlier to go find some
you
actual
know, we've
audio.
We've been getting along fine without you. I don't need you to give me a lot of starch about how
Why
I
Why can't
do
I just snap
do.
My fingers and have something pop up?
Yeah, well, you should be able to do that.
Boss
we have all those
hot.
Tools there.
If I were the Creature from the Black Lagoon, I'd go after her, too.
Well, that's see, that's it. They were all these old
oh,
movies.
Oh, there he is. Yeah.
Does a woman fall in love with the creature at the end?
Doesn't he look like the Tin Man with a really horrible face?
No, he looks like a fish.
Oh.
He looks like a fish man.
Fish man.
He's got like gills and.
The cheap remake, the Tin Man from the Black Lagoon.
Yeah.
That was the sequel.
So we have no audio though from it.
Well, I mean the audio. He's just swimming up.
Wait a minute.
It's like Jaws. He's underneath her in the lake now, and he's getting ready to grab her. Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun. Dun. All right.
She looks just way too happy. She should die by Fishman.
Fishman.
It's always nice listening to
He's almost like a perv. He's like swimming on his back now, watching her from below.
Really?
Pervert. Pervert Fishman.
Happy Thanksgiving. Oh, happy Halloween, everybody. 28 after the hour, your vision quest has been rewarded.
I'm Bobby Lycus, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. Some say ethanol causes phase separation. Separation of gasoline and water in your tank, which can cause corrosion. But here's the fact. Zero ethanol, or all hydrocarbon gasoline, can suspend about 0.15 teaspoons of water before it separates. E10, gasoline with 10% ethanol, can suspend about 4 teaspoons. That's over 26 times more. And contrary to popular belief, it's difficult, if not nearly impossible, to absorb enough water from the atmosphere to induce phase separation. At 70 degrees Fahrenheit and 70% relative humidity, to saturate a gallon of all hydrocarbon gasoline would take several months, and much longer for an E10 blend. I'm Bobby Lycus, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. Brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association. Drive to ethanolrfa.org.
Fortune 500 companies choose Royal Purple Lubricants to protect and improve the performance of their multi-million dollar equipment. The same high-performance technology is also available for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or ATV. Royal Purple enhances performance and provides superior protection for anything wrapped in metal. Royal Purple is the performance oil that outperforms. For independent tests and endorsements that document Royal Purple benefits, go to royalpurple.com. That's royalpurple.com.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free Doolittle Raiders hat. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest. Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations. And we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and microplant powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with microplant powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Microplant powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
We take a walk.
Welcome to the family, the Doug Steffen family, which includes Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Roberta Fasinelli, and Mike O'Malley has joined the cast as an unpaid member, but making so much money on the NBC series Welcome to the Family, he doesn't need to be paid. He just wants to talk.
We're actually going to tap you up for some money, Mike.
Yeah.
Doug, thanks. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Well, there's an old disc jockey expression that I remember well. At the end of the program, the disc jockey used to say, "Thanks for putting me on." So
that was pretty profound.
Yeah,
I like it. Well, you know, it's a nice little pun, I guess.
I've learned everything I need to know about radio. Now I can leave.
Yes, you can leave.
So I have to. Can I make true confession time to Mike O'Malley here?
Yes. This is Jennifer, Mike.
Mike O'Malley, you were my second childhood crush. My first was Corey Haim, but you know that didn't work out. So you were my second.
Guts.
Get the picture. Oh yeah, my God, I totally got the picture.
I love that you knew Get the Picture for your audience that doesn't care about what we're talking about, which might be many of them because that's my past on Nickelodeon. I was a Nickelodeon game show host. I started out as a Nick game show host, and then I went on to host an action sports show called Guts. And I'm constantly asked by folks of that if anyone between the ages of 20 and 30 come up to me and says, "Hey man, I love you on TV. I know they're talking about Nickelodeon."
Yes. That was the thing. So you were like the best jogger, though. Like when you'd have to like jog over to the big board on Get the Picture, you just like jog right over.
I would just jog right down there, and I was just happy to. I was having any job in show business. And Nick
you must have a really good agent or an agent who's really small who's trying to make a name for himself because you're into everything. He's got you spread around all over the place. Here, you were recently in that comedy, I guess it was a comedy, R.I.P.D.,
yes,
Rest
Jeff
in
Bridges,
Police Department,
yeah,
or whatever it was.
Yes.
Jeff Bridges, Ryan Reynolds, and you.
Yes.
What'd
yes.
you like about that?
Well, what I loved about it was working with Jeff Bridges. I got to play a scorekeeper for the Boston Red Sox, which is a dream come true because I grew up a Boston Red Sox fan. I still am a Red Sox fan.
Where did you grow up? Are you from Boston area?
I was born in Boston. I grew up in Nashua, New Hampshire.
Really?
Which about 45
So I'm
minutes.
In Framingham. You can figure out where
Oh, yeah. My sister lives in Framingham.
Really? Where is she? I'll go over and say hi.
Here we go. Old school week.
Here we go. All right. And did you know Andre Garin?
Yeah. Did you ever eat at Buck's Pizza? No. No, the Good and Fresh restaurant down in Kitchituate.
Have you been to the Star Market that's on the corner?
The Star Market.
Yeah.
I get all my groceries at the Star Market.
You can get some of the greatest cuts of meat down there, let me tell you.
Absolutely. The Star Market.
The Star Market down there. Hey, let me tell you something. It's phenomenal.
It is. It's memorable.
Yes, my agent keeps me very busy. Working with Jeff Bridges was awesome. Last year, I got to work on Justified, which I got to play a bad guy. I got to, shoot people and play a mafia killer on that one.
Ooh.
And, of course, doing Glee and playing a dad on Glee. It's great to be working on this new show, which is a half-hour comedy where everything's a little bit lighter than what I've been working on the last few years, because I like it when it's just ridiculous human behavior that men and women are getting involved in, and that's what Welcome to the Family is about, really.
It's a great show, by the way. I watched it. And have you recovered from that fight yet? I mean, that fight thing was pretty intense.
Yes. You can go check it out on YouTube. I get punched in the private parts. And,
in the man parts.
Well, I don't know why it's so funny about men getting hit in the private parts and women that. It's not as funny when women get hit in the private parts.
It's not funny at all.
No.
It might be because we've all come from there.
Yeah, it's like our baby maker, like the ramp, the chute. It's not funny.
There's nothing if not. But we can say this about Mike. He's very observant.
Well, it didn't dawn on me until literally this second when I said that. I was like, okay, how am I going to get out of this one right
and
now?
You're not going to because I'm not going to let you get out of that one.
Thanks, Doug.
Hey, listen.
Yes, if you're getting, it's for what, but actually, in a sense, we all come from, at least half of us comes from what,
Let me make an observation here. This is this is a rubber meets the road.
Put your seatbelt on, Mike.
This is really what the land of liberty is all about. Los Angeles is a melting pot. And it can be a cesspool, depending on what it is that you want to do with your life. It is probably the best example in this entire country of a company town. Everything. I live in Santa Monica part of the year. My son is in North Hollywood. My daughter lives in West Hollywood. I don't know. He's in Hollywood someplace. And, he
it
moved to Westwood.
It makes a difference, by the way, when you're from
LA. No, I understand. No, he was, but he's in Westwood now, so okay. That I keep forgetting about that. My daughter lives in Echo Park.
Wow.
And so when... I'm there. I've been going to Southern California for 20 years in the wintertime, become very observant of what goes on. There are a lot of people who are not smart enough to understand that they have to have more than one talent if you want people to appreciate your talent.
Yeah.
It appears to me that you've figured that out, not only because you've made yourself accessible, whether it's the theater, whether it's film, television, but you're also writing, which is something that you're not, I don't mean this is not derogatory, you're not too proud to do anything that will enhance your ability to make a living. And I think that that's something to be proud of. I think very proud. I look at your resume, and I see somebody who's smart and who gets it.
Well, Doug, I really appreciate that. I was back at the University of New Hampshire this weekend at homecoming, and I was saying to, I went to speak to the actors who were in the theater program there, and I always shock them when I say this, when I talk to younger actors. I said, what do you want to make it in? I said, you need to start writing.
Yeah.
You need to start writing now. And people are shocked. And like, well, I don't know how to write. Well, drama's a little bit different. I said, if you know how to get in an argument, you know how to win an argument, you know how to lose an argument, you know how to, you have the basic building blocks for writing drama. And the thing is that we all know this, the older we get, either we find films, we're looking at films, and we think, oh, that's evocative of something I saw when I was younger. Mm-hmm. It's not evocative for people who are younger people who want stories told in their own vernacular.
Mm-hmm.
People ask me all the time, well, Glee, it's just about a bunch of kids from high school. Guess what? Those kids who are in high school now, they don't want to watch your show. They don't want to watch reruns of 90210 or Dobie Gillis.
Right.
You know, they want to watch their own show.
Yeah.
And if you can, if you're someone who wants to be an actor, if you're someone who wants to be a musician, if you're someone who wants to work in show business, and you are not working every single angle at every single moment to say, how can I be useful? You won't be useful. You'll only narrowly, you know, define yourself of,
well,
hate, you know.
You also have to learn not to be discouraged. I'll tell you one quick story that is personal, but it tells a lot about what Los Angeles and Hollywood is all about. My son went out of college to Southern California, started working like everybody else did in a restaurant, but he'd been writing ever since he was, the same thing that you're just saying. He's written a lot of stuff, and he's a great basketball player, so he was playing with a Tuesday and Thursday night league, and they play, and most of them are directors, producers, agents, yada, yada.
Yeah, right.
So the teams need somebody good, so they get my son to play because he's pretty good. So he brings this script idea to a fellow who's an agent. The guy says, oh, Brendan's telling him innocently, I just wrote this and here's what it is. And he gives it to him. Never sees the guy again.
Right.
Never does he come back to the Thursday night. And in the next season, there's a show starring Jimmy Smits and somebody else about a Miami mayor whose brother is a kingpin in the drug business. It was my son's story. It didn't last for 13 episodes. But, you know, he learned a valuable lesson about how it works.
Tell your son if he has any good ideas. I have a basketball game that I'd love to steal him from.
I'll get him to you. He's working.
Is he still writing? What is he doing?
No, he writes prolifically. He and his partner have got a couple of movie things in the works, but he works as a drug and rehab counselor to stars who have problems.
Oh, wow.
To keep them on the set, and that's
good for him.
Yeah. Anyway.
So Eva Longoria, though, speaking of...
Eva Longoria is on the episode tonight. Listen, there's somebody who gets naked on the episode tonight. It's not her.
You.
Oh.
It's not you either, I hope, is it?
It's sadly me.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I am doing it just as a public service to make people feel good about...
You know, the Disney kids, those Nickelodeon kids, they all go bad.
All right, we got to let you... We know you got to go. Michael O'Malley.
Why don't you tweet out... Well, wait, that's what you guys should tweet out. Nickelodeon host caught naked on TV.
There we go.
I'm on it. I'm going to do it right now.
General, do it. She'll tweet it. Michael O'Malley from...
I wish we were talking longer. I'd come in and hang out with you guys anytime.
Well, come on back, and the guys know how to be in touch with us. You can come visit. You know what you can do? Here's what you can do.
Where are you?
Listen
right
to
now?
Me. I'm on my farm in Framingham at the moment, but when I'm in Santa Monica, Greg Grunberg, you know him? Grunberg,
I love Greg. Yes.
Okay. So he came to my house. Richie, when was that? 6 months or so? That was
last
winter. He came over and spent the morning with me, like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. He drove over from his house in West, I think it was in Woodland Hills or something, and he spent the 3 hours with me. You're welcome to come over to the house, and
I'm going to send you guys a direct message on Twitter today.
Right.
And Greg, actually, the guy who's directing my series this week, Welcome to the Family this week, is Brian Gordon. He just did a new pilot with Greg Grunberg.
Yeah, a comedy.
And he says it's terrific, Greg is terrific.
Yeah, I'm trying to... it's called Divide and Conquer.
Yeah, it's about, people with kids. People relate to people with kids. It's life. So welcome to the family, everybody. Set your DVR, even if you don't watch it tonight. Set it. Walk out of the room. Go do something else. Just let it play so we get the credit that someone watched it.
All right, Mike.
All right, thanks a lot.
Mike O'Malley, welcome to the family. You're welcome. It's 16 before the hour. Dr. Jay Kumar will join us in a moment here on Good Day.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's Stack the Savings Sale going on now. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
The holidays are just around the corner, and that means your favorite Dunkin' Donuts seasonal coffee flavors are available wherever you buy groceries. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Available just in time for the chilly weather, Dunkin' Donuts packaged coffee is celebrating the aromas of fall and winter with a new apple pie variety and returning seasonal favorites pumpkin pie and mocha mint. Vice President Corporate Communications of the J.M. Smucker Company, Mary Beth Burns, explains.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Dunkin' Donuts seasonal packaged coffees are back. They add delicious flavors to your at-home celebrations and also make great gifts for every holiday.
Pick up one of each of the new seasonal flavors today in the coffee aisle at your local grocer. These varieties are perfect for sipping in front of the fire or any holiday get-together. Dunkin' Donuts seasonal coffee varieties are available for a limited time only. To find the nearest grocery store selling Dunkin' Donuts packaged coffee, visit DunkinAtHome.com. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Quite often we find ourselves thinking we should have done things sooner.
I love that we took this vacation.
I know. We should have done this a long time ago.
Sooner is just better than later. And now you don't have to wait till later to own the car of your dreams, thanks to a surprisingly affordable certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. And your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is available only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional financing.
Dr. Jay Kumar is here with us on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Several weeks ago, you were here, Jay, and we were talking about the brain, body, and being as one. And I know that from that point, I wanted to bring you back around to that in the minutes that we have today. Our brain connected to our body, which makes our being, sort of.
Yes.
And you're, because you're into neurology, the connection the brain has to pretty much everything. And
absolutely.
We know that, but we know it, but we don't know it. You know what I mean?
Exactly. It's intuitive, but we kind of don't know it. But this is a concept that I developed called Brain, Body, and Being, which actually is a new book that got published about a month ago, which you can just find on Amazon.
Online.
And it's really this idea that when we change our thoughts, when we actually make conscious decisions in our life, we change our brain, we change our life. You know, the motto that I say is, you know, change your thoughts, change your brain, change your life. This isn't mysticism or New Age type. It's now real science. Let me give you one example, and this might be helpful for you. When you think of, like, the neurons in your brain, like your thoughts, the what are called the neural pathways, like a trail in the woods, okay? The more you walk on this trail, the more worn it becomes, right?
Yep, right. Exactly.
Okay, so think of, like, the thoughts that you create. This is the thing which is so powerful. We just discovered this in neuroscience about 15 years ago. When you actually create a new thought, or when you actually repeat thoughts or emotional behaviors, your brain structure actually changes to reinforce those thoughts and emotions. So yeah. here's the kicker. Let's say your girlfriend dumps you, okay? Or say you botched this, like, really bad job interview, right?
Yeah.
So what's the first thing that comes to your mind for most of us? Right. My life sucks. Everyone hates me. Why is everything got to be so bad?
Why is everybody always picking on me?
Yeah, I know. I think I mean the Charlie Brown, you know, like syndrome, if you will. But basically what we're saying is that, you know what? You now have the capacity to shift that. So rather than having regret, shame, you know, low self-esteem, whatever those emotional qualities are that tend to come up for us when we have challenging situations, that doesn't have to be our default mechanism. And we're discovering a really powerful operation of the brain. This is the one technical term I'm going to throw out to all of you today, this term called neuroplasticity. And what it really means is that the brain can rewire and change itself.
It's a new specialty for plastic surgeons in Los Angeles.
Plastic surgery, neuroplasticity, right?
Yeah.
So it's both. It's the beauty of the brain, if you will, getting your brain to this beautiful structure thing. And so what we're now saying is that when you shift your thoughts, make affirming actions. When you begin to express gratitude for what's in your life, this is actually a powerful mechanism and tools we now have that are based in solid neuroscience.
All right, so we got to underscore this. We only have 30 seconds. Gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. Thanks, thanks, thanks. I've been preaching this lately. This is it. You got to wake up in the morning, think through the day, go to bed at night being thankful for the things that you have, the blessings you have, and don't focus on the other crud that is like my girlfriend left me, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What are all the good things she gave you while she was around and you shared with her? Dr. Jay Kumar, Jay Kumar, K-U-M-A-R, drjaykumar.com, 51 after on Good Day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
We knew we would eventually hear. Deal reached. Crisis averted.
All right, that's four words. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. It came down to the final day. With midnight drawing closer and the deadline to raise the debt limit looming, the U.S. Senate crafted compromise legislation. The Senate passed the measure, and so did the House. The bill was sent to President Obama late last night, and he signed it. Government shutdown over, debt ceiling raised, but it's only a temporary patch. The government is funded only through mid-January. The debt ceiling extended only to early February, with the notion that this provides time to work on a longer-term fix. Some sampling of reaction after the deal was done yesterday. Democratic Senator Charles Schumer of New York said the impasse was harmful.
Many, many people have been hurt. Millions of people didn't get paychecks. And the civility of Washington, whatever was left of it, evaporated.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, who spent plenty of time in the spotlight over the past few weeks, had this to say about the deal.
This is a terrible deal. This deal embodies everything about the Washington establishment that frustrates the American people.
It is no secret that many Republicans expressed their frustration with Senator Cruz. Bottom line, the government is open once again. Hundreds of thousands of furloughed federal employees will be heading back to work. Everything that was shut down will be reopened. The nation will not default on its debt. And we can all sit back, relax, and cross our fingers it doesn't happen again, which, of course, it will. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Let's
get it started.
It's a great day to be a CPA, because this bean counter has a new asset, the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team set us up with cloud storage to safely back up our client files and access them remotely. We save big on IT support, cutting costs and securing files. We're certified, not crazy.
Get special introductory offers at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 30 business and tech services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
In the fall, mills close out their excess inventory, and now we've got the deals at Lumber Liquidators' second annual fall flooring yard sale. All floors are on sale, like clearance flooring from 19 cents a square foot and laminate from 39 cents. Beautiful bamboo from 139. Pre-finished hardwood from just 159. Plus special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you'll love our fall flooring yard sale. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
A banner day on Wall Street yesterday. Investors reacting very positively to the news of a debt deal being reached. The Dow up nearly 206 points to 15,374. S&P rose 23 points. NASDAQ with a 45-point gain. The National Transportation Safety Board investigating a frightening situation on board a Spirit airliner out of Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport this past Tuesday afternoon. Fred Edwards was aboard that flight and describes what happened.
This huge explosion goes bam, and we saw the flames come up the side of the plane, and it looked like the inside of the plane was on fire. Of course, it was on the outside engine. The plane started shaking violently, and after that, the plane started filling up with smoke.
Flight 165 developed some sort of mechanical problem shortly after takeoff, sending smoke into the cabin and shutting down one of the engines. The plane did land safely. No one was injured. And finally, we focus on the state of New Jersey, where residents have been inundated with political ads of late. Two big statewide races of note. You had a special election for U.S. Senate to replace the late Senator Frank Lautenberg, a Democrat. That election was held yesterday. The winner, the Democratic mayor of the city of Newark, thought to be a rising star in the party, Cory Booker, who beat out Republican Steve Lonergan, who was embraced by the Tea Party and vice versa. And looking ahead to November 5th, you have the race for governor of New Jersey. The heavily favored Republican incumbent, Chris Christie, who could very well be running for a higher office down the road. His opponent, Democratic State Senator Barbara Bono. Putting politics aside, just listen to how both candidates handled this particular question at a televised debate between the two last week. No doubt there was a clear winner here.
Senator, tell us one thing that you like about the governor.
Well, he's good on late night TV. He's just not so good in New Jersey.
Governor, one thing that you like about Senator Bono?
She's obviously a good and caring mother and someone who cares deeply about public service in the state because she's dedicated a lot of her life to it. And while we have policy disagreements, Christine, I would never denigrate her service, and I think we need more people who care enough about our communities to be able to stand up and do the job that she's done over the last 20 years.
Wow. The old adage, kill them with kindness, applies here, but you know, State Senator Bono was right. Governor Christie really is good on late-night TV. Go back and check out The Late Show with Letterman when the governor chomped down on that donut. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Musicians, what if you could get below cost pricing on thousands of guitars, amps, and effects now through Tuesday at Guitar Center? Deals like American-made Gibson SGs for just $379, Taylor Acoustics just $719, Schecter Electrics for $79. It's Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Deep markdowns on custom shop models, prototypes, rep samples, and discontinued items from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, VRS, Boss, Digitech, and more. Guitarathon, Guitar Center's biggest guitar, amp, and effects event of the year, ends Tuesday.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.